New Millennium Entertainment presents Sex and the Married Girl, From Clicking to Climaxing, The Complete Truth About Modern Marriage, written and read by Mandy Norwood. Prologue. My second date with my husband was, for both of us, more memorable than the first. Not because it was joyful and flirtatious and exciting, although it was, but because as we both tucked into our sesame chicken, I suggested that if his intentions were other than fun, he should forget about a relationship with me. I told him I had no desire to get married, nor have children. Perhaps I might, maybe, in the far-off future, but for now I was doggedly pursuing adventure, travel, and a career in publishing, and I was unwilling to compromise or sideline it for the sake of marriage. Coming from a family in which divorce always followed marriage, I inevitably reached adulthood, considering the whole process a painful waste of time. My mother was divorced before she was 30. My aunt, her only sibling, was divorced too. Even my grandmother had been divorced, left to bring up two babies at a time in the 1940s, when a woman couldn't even obtain a mortgage without her husband's signature. No, marriage was not for me. Too much to do, too much to see, too much to accomplish, too much fun to have. And from what I observed, it was evident my personal agenda and marriage were mutually exclusive. Then, of course, I fell in love with Martin. We married 5 years after that memorable second date, 2 years after the birth of our first daughter, Rosie. Martin had assured me that he and my dreams could coexist, which, it turns out, is true. But that we are still married, I consider a small miracle. I tentatively regard my marriage a success story, not simply because it has survived several years. Most marriages that fall apart do so before the...